years. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hey everybody, it's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out Chic and STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, we're going to tell you the story of Annie Black. She has been banned from the floor of the assembly. She's an assemblywoman from District 19, which is out in Mesquite. And I'm just going to tell you, I feel for her constituents. I think her constituents need to get legal counsel and sue the Democrats in the assembly because they're being denied representation. And that is unforgivable. I mean, that's something that they have a right to have somebody cast a vote on their behalf, and they're being denied that. That is wrong. Wrong, wrong. Also coming up, we'll tell you what's ahead for next week. Next week's going to be a big week because we're down to, 10 days left in the legislature. And, yeah, we're closing out week 16 today. And that means there's 10 days left in the 81st Nevada legislature. We'll talk about that coming up. Stay where you are. Lots more to do. We're sprinting to the finish line on this Friday on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 5:30, some areas are sprinting, but others are not. We are getting some heavy volumes right now as you work your way back to town here. Eastbound Summerlin Parkway at Buffalo, very slow through there. 215 West at Gillespie. Also, your bumper-to-bumper Interstate 15 southbound at Oakey. Also in that transition, those people leaving US 95 over to Interstate 15 southbound. Very slow through there. Northbound 15 at Hacienda as you work your way into the resort corridor. You'll tap the brakes there a few times. Also, slow flows Interstate 11. That's southbound at Lake Mead and expect some reduced speeds. 515 northbound, that is at Boulder Highway.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The NASCAR weekend underway at the Circuit of the Americas just outside of Austin, Texas. Multi-elevational 20-turn, 3.41-mile paved road course. Going to be interesting to see how this plays out. A full weekend with practice and qualifying as the trucks and the Xfinity Series get on the course first on Friday with practice. The Cup Series drivers, they'll get to practice on Saturday. They'll qualify on Sunday, and then they have their race, the Echo Park Texas Grand Prix, coming up on Sunday. The Xfinity Series, the Truck Series, and the ARCA Series, they all have their races coming up on Saturday. Chase Elliott has the best odds to win Sunday's Cup Series race. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
I'm one of thousands of women with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC,
which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body.
I'm living in the moment and taking Ibrance palbociclib, Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy.
Be in your moment. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com.
Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casale and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Call the MultiCare Group and do it right now. I'm going to let you hear a good portion of the interview we did earlier with Annie Black, what they have done to Annie Black in the assembly. And if you don't know who Annie Black is, she is a freshman assemblywoman from District 19, which is in Mesquite. And one of the things that she did is on Tuesday, she made a speech, took off her mask, and then was admonished by the speaker, Jason Frierson, warned her that she could be disciplined. And they ultimately did. They took away her voting rights. And her constituents in District 19 don't have a representative right now. She can't vote. And that's wrong. But I had a chance to talk to her, and I asked her if she had to think twice about making that speech on Tuesday.
Absolutely. I mean, I knew there was a possibility that, for all I knew, they would drag me out when I took that mask off. So who really knew what they were going to do? But at this point, I've been in Carson City for almost 4 months now. I have seen people like Michelle White at local bars with no masks on, Democrats out and about with no masks on, and it was ridiculous to me that you would be inside that building and have to pretend like we still need to wear masks for some virtue signal or whatever political theater they were trying to put on, and then you leave that building and you can go across the street to a bar, and it's packed with Democrats and people that are not wearing masks, and it just became something that I wasn't going to tolerate anymore. So I made the speech and let them know that that was the last day I was going to wear a mask, and I expected them to do something that day, but they didn't. So that threw me for a loop a little bit.
Now, the rules of the assembly are the rules of the assembly, and they said you had to wear a mask. There are going to be some people say, well, if that's the rules, then you got to abide by the rules.
True, but if the rules are constantly being changed, which they are, it seems like if the rule doesn't fit what they want to do, and they want to, for instance, the Constitution says that you're supposed to read a bill three times on the floor before you're supposed to be able to vote on it. they suspend rules like that all the time. So if they can suspend rules all they want, how do you pick and choose what rules we follow and what rules we don't? It seems like we only follow the ones the Democrats want to follow, and then we don't follow the ones the Democrats don't want to follow.
Now, explain this to me. I thought a couple of weeks ago they said they, quote, reopened the legislative building, although they didn't really fully. It was like kind of a halfway thing. But they did allow people in. You still had to make appointments and all of that stuff. Why didn't they change it? Especially when the CDC said, hey, everything's cool.
I think ultimately, even though it was, quote, unquote, open, they really, it was still very difficult. So you'd see people in there from the teachers union walking around the building freely, but I would hear from people that needed to come in and testify, and even lobbyists that would make appointments and go to the building, get tested, and then they would be told that they weren't on the list. So although it was open, it was still very restrictive, and not everyone was allowed in, and I think that was always their intent, was to keep it as close to the public as possible.
Now, let me ask you, you do not caucus with the Republicans. It was something that you established very early on in the process. Did you get any support at all from your Republican colleagues in the assembly? And what was their reaction to your speech?
In the assembly caucus, the GOP assembly caucus, the Freedom Caucus members were for the most part supportive. The concern amongst everyone seemed to be that, well, if we do this and they take away our right to vote, then I'm not representing my constituents, to which I said, I guess I technically agree, but for argument's sake, you know, almost all of us, except for on the two-thirds bills, which I won't get into the weeds on that, but we could vote no on almost every single bill, all of us, and it wouldn't change the outcome. The only time it would is on the two-thirds bills where we're talking about revenue or taxes, and unfortunately the Republicans haven't been able to hold together on those bills. So, you know, I was kind of the mindset that, you know, even if you voted on no on everything from here on out, it's still not going to change the outcome. So you might as well stand up for something and tell these people that enough is enough.
So Jason Frierson, who is the assembly speaker, threatens you after you made your speech, which I thought was amazing, and Jason Frierson then threatens you with all kinds of stuff. Can you explain what he threatened you with, and what ultimately did he do?
So at that point, when I made that speech, 150, the rule that they say I violated, basically said that whatever was supposed to be happening in there was supposed to mirror CDC guidelines. Well, at that point, CDC guidelines said, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask and you don't have to social distance. If you're not vaccinated, you need to wear a mask. They were still operating under, everyone still has to wear a mask. You can only take it off in your office when you're in your office with the door closed alone. And at that point, I said, look, the rules say that you say you want us to follow, that we're mirroring CDC guidelines, but realistically, you are doing way more than CDC guidelines. So I basically said that, and lo and behold, the next day, when they knew I was going to come back on the floor with no mask on, they decided that they were going to change the guidelines and now follow the CDC guidelines.
So they totally changed the policy, the rule, after your speech.
Correct.
But they also disciplined you.
So I made a speech on Tuesday and said I'm not wearing a mask anymore. Wednesday, before floor, when they knew I was going to go down with no mask, they changed the policy and loosened the policy that where you didn't have to wear a mask, you didn't have to social distance, and the building was open 100% capacity. So that was a win. We were taking a victory lap on that, and everything was great. And then the next day, without even asking me if I had been vaccinated, that was when they came down on me on the floor and basically said, you're not vaccinated, you need to wear a mask to come on the floor. And I said, based on what information? Where is this coming from? And the sergeant-at-arms said, the speaker told us we're not supposed to let you onto the assembly floor unless you're wearing a mask. But they never asked me if I was vaccinated. And I just walked past the sergeant-at-arms because I'm here to do a job that I'm elected by my constituents to do. And I don't think they have a right to stop me from doing that job. And the next thing I know, you know, an hour and 15 minutes later or hour later, Benita Thompson is doing a point of order to strip my voting rights.
Wow. And this was all going on the floor, right? Not behind closed doors.
Right. Well, nothing was really going on. It went from 0 to 100 in literally the course of an hour. I didn't even see this coming. And it was just kind of like, okay, well, we wanted you to not be able to come on the floor without a mask. You refused, so now, therefore, we're going to vote to strip you of your rights, even though we have no evidence that you're not vaccinated. And I would argue I don't even think they have the authority to disenfranchise my voters and leave them without representation. But that's another argument that we're going to make in court.
That brings us to this was done though. Did they undo your card or did they strip you of your voting rights by canceling your card or whatever you use to vote?
I don't know. So basically, when you don't have a card, I mean, you have, you know, when you're on the floor, they take roll. They basically just from this point out would not recognize me, even if I was sitting on the floor. It's as if I'm not there, basically.
Wow.
I mean, if I were to push the button, yay or nay, it wouldn't count.
Annie Black is joining us, Assemblywoman, District 19. So how many votes so far have you missed, and have you been reinstated, or are you still in limbo there?
I haven't counted how many votes that I missed yet yesterday, and I know they just went back on the floor today, so I'll have to see. I haven't been reinstated. The rules, according to the Democrats, say that I need to apologize to the body's satisfaction. So I guess in order to be reinstated, I would have to go back into the legislature and make a speech, and hopefully they would accept my apology.
So,
otherwise, I can't vote for the rest of the session.
So what do you want to do?
I'm going to fight them back. First off, I don't think they have the authority to strip me of my right to represent my constituents. I don't think they have that authority. Number two, it's never been proven that I'm not following the rule that they accused me of breaking. The question that they all voted on was, do you think Annie Black violated Rule 150? There was never a question. There was never a time for me to defend myself. No one ever even asked me if I was vaccinated, but they voted that I had violated a rule that they haven't proven that I've violated.
I'm just going to tell you, her story is compelling. I want to see her go to court. I want to see a jury of her peers or a judge make a determination. I think that the Democrats in Carson City overstepped their boundaries big time. I mean, huge. We'll talk about that. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now. You want to join us? No, just call us. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out if you honestly believe that a court should put the Democrats in their place. They overstepped their boundaries big time. And by the way, the website, if you want to donate to her legal defense, it will be up tomorrow. It will be fightforannie.com. Fightforannie.com. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Live. Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Carry on my wayward son, don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Great to have Sam Peters on. I'm uplifted whenever I'm in contact with him. Tell you what, let's go to your phone calls. Go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on live and local. Go right ahead.
I'm going to let you slide on demo rats, and that's it. And I understand why. Even though, and I think you know the man, Dennis Prager. He's got my back on this one.
But, oh yeah.
I'm going to let you slide. The other correction I have is jury of your peers was for nobility. In this country, you're entitled to an impartial jury. And hopefully it would be along the lines of same profession and you know, you want to get some of like minds. But you have a great weekend.
You too, my friend. That's Frank. He's to the point. He doesn't, he doesn't hang out long. He just gets his job done, and then he moves on to the next talk show. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
More lawyer, less me.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hello, this is Assemblyman Tom Roberts. I am the Republican Deputy Minority Leader for Southern Nevada. I represent parts of Northwest Las Vegas, including Centennial Hills. Please tune in to the Kevin Wall Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will review the Nevada's 81st legislative session. This will be one of the most critical legislative sessions in Nevada's history as we tackle many of the challenges facing our state today. To learn more about me, go to roberts4nevada.com. That's robertsfornevada.com.
Don't miss the huge annual Bullfrog Spas Memorial Day sale. During this special event, you'll save up to $2,000 off MSRP and get 0% financing for 36 months OAC. At this price, they're selling fast. Hurry in to place your order for a beautiful, energy-efficient, and fully customized hot tub at the Bullfrog Factory Store located at 209 North Stephanie Street in Henderson. The sale ends Monday. Bullfrog Spas. Peaceful body, peaceful mind, peaceful home.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The last word tonight is going to go to Ed. Ed, you're up and you're on live and local. Go right ahead.
Yes, I'm looking at this government chart, Health and Human Services, Health Information Privacy Protection Act, HIPAA. It says right here on the chart, do not give out medical information to people who you do not trust. So if you want to give out your medical information to someone outside a bar or a concert venue or someone you don't know, the government advises against it. There's already been people scamming on the phone and otherwise. You know, you just need a kernel of information And it's surprising what kind of identity theft or other racketeering a person can engage in. So, you know, if you want to give out information, you better think about it.
Well, and by the way, Jill Dickman and Annie Black both said that they are refusing to give out that information, especially to politicians who could use it, you know, in a number of different nefarious ways. Whoops, sorry about that. I didn't do that. He just left us. Or as the as my Catholic priest friends always say, among the faithfully departed. That means they're dead. Anyway, that's going to do it. Man, oh, man, oh, man. This.